Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The City of Abbotsford Councillor Dave Lowen seeks re-election this October. Dave Lowen was born and raised in Abbotsford and has seen the city undergo significant changes. Lowen was first elected to council back in 2005 and is seeking re-election for his fifth term this October. Lowen is currently the chair of the Community, Culture, and Environment Advisory Committee and plans on continuing the work he has already done in the city. Lowen spoke with CIVL about some of the significant issues affecting the community. What's the number one issue you plan on addressing during your campaign?
The one issue that comes to mind first is the one that's freshest, I think, in most Abbotsford residents' mind, and that is the flood event of last fall. And we have put a mitigation plan in place as council, and we've put a price tag to it, and we've forwarded to our provincial government. And now I think we need to really get a commitment from them before too much time passes and before we have the next atmospheric river event and flood event. So for me, mitigating against the future flood events is critical for a large segment of our community.
So Canada's housing crisis has two diverse demographics that are negatively impacted. We have the middle class, who would be home buyers, who are priced out of the market in their own community, as well as the underhoused and those struggling with addictions and mental health. Or how does City Council need to react to these competing needs?
Well, you know, we've been getting really good response from our provincial government over the last few years. We have increased the number of beds for homeless by significantly with provincial funding. There are some other projects that are still there in the works. There's one we're waiting for now. We need to move the emergency shelter on Riverside Road to make room for another five-story housing unit development there that the provincial government has promised. So that's in progress right now. But the homeless, that population continues to grow. And almost, the more we provide, it seems, the more needs there are. So I don't think we'll ever win. I don't think we'll ever get to the end of that tunnel. It's there, and we're going to continue working at it.
Right. And then just specifically, like, talking about, like, in the community, whether it be, like, even the Pride protest, like there was a Pride protest this summer at the Reach, or even the things happening with the farmer protest, just removing council out of it. But just what are your thoughts about ways to help the people in the community?
Well, certainly. I totally support the right and the privilege, actually, to speak out. They're out there voicing their concerns and their opinions, and that right, and I totally support. I'll speak for myself as one councillor. I represent all the residents of Abbotsford, and I try to do that by being respectful, by listening to represent their views. If their views need to be represented in any particular issue. With respect to your question again, I think it's so important to respect everyone. We are all, regardless of gender, sexual orientation, racial, race, etc., ethnic, ethnicity, language, we all have the right to be equally represented.
Learn more about Dave and his campaign at davelowen.com. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.